Oh, the branches are very dark here,
and maybe look at the inside.
Right.
And yeah, what's that? And the lights went like, oh, it's such an automatic. It's been more than higher.
And I was looking like, guys, busy day. Just get there. Like,
right, well, welcome. I'm going to get started as I don't think we have any more arriving. So, first of all, I hope you're in the right place. I hope you're here for how to run a junior SU. And if not, now is probably the time to leave. I suppose I'll give you a bit of background in this seminar. A lot of schools have different ways of running their SU. Some will have a junior SU, some will have a senior SU, some will just have one SU. Some will have a junior SU that is teacher led and teacher controlled. Some will have a junior SU where seniors come down and run their SU. So I'll give you an opportunity to share a bit about your SU and junior SU and maybe why you're here in a second. But perhaps you're one of two people. You're the person who comes here feeling I'm pretty prepared for all conditions SU and maybe want to be refreshed a bit on maybe how to run an SU, or perhaps you're the person who totally doesn't have a clue. Maybe a school that's wanting to start an SU, a junior SU, and maybe looking some ideas and some inspirations to do that. So hopefully I will be able to give you some tools today to equip you with this. I honestly don't have all the answers. I probably should have introduced myself first as well. And I'm Johnny, so I'm a teacher in Banbridge Academy SU. I'm involved with our senior SU, but have been involved in the past with our junior SU and run of the weekends and everything. So I've a fair bit of experience there in terms of our junior SU as well. So any questions along the way, feel free to stop me, ask me to clarify certain things. But this is the first where I want to start. I want to find out your story, your SU, why you're here. And if we sort of gather a few thoughts on that, that means I can sort of focus in on certain areas as we go. So first thing that I'd like to know is, what's your junior SU like and maybe why you're here? Forgive someone, everyone share for maybe 10, 15 seconds on that. The bit then is who starts. Does anyone want to volunteer to start? Is that where you avoid eye contact and keep the head down? Super, yes, 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 we have someone, okay? And we'll go across here and then we'll snake around. We'll finish with you at the back, okay? So feel free to say your school as well. Or if you don't want to admit what school you go to, then that's absolutely fine as well. So a bit about your junior SU and maybe why you came, why you chose then to come to the junior SU talk this afternoon.
Okay, I'm James, I'm from Corran Grammar School.
Okay, so should I cheer at that point? Hey!
Thanks, Des. it's my first year on the committee, and I don't really know much about what to do with the juniors and how to come approach them in a way which is relevant for them, but also makes them think at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping to get.
Like, I've got not a clue how. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, good. That's good. Good place to start then.
I'm Peter and I go to Inst.
Okay.
Here.
I feel like we should boo or something like that there. Go in grammar, yay, Inst.
Our junior CU's on at lunchtime.
Okay.
Then Miss McGonagall's up in French.
Mm-hmm.
I went last year with them to do, we had a mentoring thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you just get to know them.
Yeah.
They spend most of their time playing a game and then a 5-minute talk.
Okay.
And I don't know, I just would like to say, I know their attention span isn't pretty good because they're young guys, can't really get their attention unless it's roughly.
Okay.
And so I don't know, I just want to know how long a talk could be and that kind of stuff and what grabs their attention.
Okay. Good. Yeah, it's good.
I'm John, I'm from Tremor High.
I feel like I should definitely boo here. Coming from Banbridge Academy down the road.
No, I've been helping out my junior SU for a few years now, and I came to the seminar last year as well. Just kind of want to get more ideas because we're more involved in junior SU this year, doing talks and stuff this year. So.
Okay, good. So we got more effective.
I'm Abigail, I'm from Long Grammar, and we don't actually have any. A junior SU, which is all one, but it's mostly juniors and stuff.
How to engage them more?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try my best. No pressure now.
I'm Jessica. I'm from Fentonville College, and our junior and seniors all join us together, and we have an afternoon SU every other Wednesday.
Okay.
And so, just trying to. It's my first year.
Okay.
Like a lot of the committee that was there last year, they've left and went on to uni, so it's more struggle like getting them
yeah.
and stuff. So.
I'm trying to bring maybe fresh ideas and trying
yeah.
to boost those numbers, yeah. Okay, good. Hello.
Hello. I'm Shona. I'm from Sullivan. Our junior and senior actually are completely separate. Like, we don't even, I don't even know who leads junior. I think it's teachers. But I think it'd be really good to, like, in order to raise up that generation for some of us to go down.
Yeah.
Some of the committee, even though that only is two people, but even if they're
yeah.
going to be one,
I led your junior SU at one point.
Oh, did you?
When I was in teaching practice in Sullivan. That would be, what year group are you in?
Lower six.
So you probably would have been first year maybe when I was in teaching practice. This is my sixth. Or no, maybe it was the year before. I don't know. Probably that after. Yes, next.
My name is Missy and I'm from so our junior and senior is quite similar as well.
Okay.
But the seniors run junior.
Okay.
So our teachers don't really get involved that much, although there's a few new staff that are getting more involved. But yeah, I just want some new ideas just to improve it.
Okay. Okay, good. Hello.
I'm Kay, I'm from Ballina Academy and we have
there's really one academy and it's Manbridge Academy. I'll see you at our SU weekend 2 weeks time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, see you there. Sorry.
There's two CUs, so like one juniors on Wednesday and the seniors on Thursday. And really the past few years it's been a bit repetitive and all the stuff
mm-hmm.
that we do. And we really want to like change up a bit because everyone's getting a bit bored.
Yeah, and I think sometimes I find with SUs, or I mean this can happen in church groups and stuff, is you find a formula that works at one point and you keep it going and you keep it going and you keep it going because you know it's so busy and to change something takes time. So actually taking time and investing a bit of time to maybe change something or whatever is good as well. So thank you. Last but not least.
I'm Frola, I'm from Goodfield and I'm new to the committee and there's three of us that are taking the junior issue. It's on Wednesday lunchtime, so we've got
okay.
time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's separate seniors or something.
Okay, great. Now, just before we move on, just by a show of hands up then who has, so I know some are joint SUs, but a junior SU, so if that's included with both, then just take it as that. Hands up if it's after school, and then hands up if it's lunchtime then. So it's basically half and half, okay? Obviously, it just depends on your school. Now, what I will do today is I'm going to try and make this as interactive and as practical as possible so that you can go away with ideas. I'm also going to work on the idea that there are loads of ideas in this room and you're going to come up with the ideas, but hopefully I can give you some way to channel and focus them in. So what we're going to look at is what do you think a junior SU should look like or perhaps what it shouldn't look like. So what would be a bad SU, what would be a good SU? What SU think a junior SU should look like? So what does the organisation Script Union think should be incorporated as part of that? Some tips and questions to ask when organising. So questions you can ask of yourself, questions you can ask of your SU. And actually thinking about practically preparing a junior SU. And I'm going to give you an opportunity at the end to actually try planning an SU at that stage. What's the vision with a junior SU? Well, this is one of my favourite Bible verses because I am involved in my church with Sunday school. And the importance of impacting young people. You're at an age now where you're moving into leadership roles, either within your school setting, maybe in your church setting, you're now involved in a Friday night club or whatever. But youth work is so important. I hate when people say young people are the next generation. And I've put this phrase here because yes, they are the next generation, but they're also the church at present and they're so important that we impact them. As they move then into young teenagers, the junior SU bracket we're thinking about, think about this first. Train a child in the way he should go or she should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. You know, you're hopefully laying foundations in your SUs that will then last beyond. You know, people have taken time in your lives to invest in you, whether it was through SU, whether it was through maybe a church youth program, whether it's in your homes, whatever it happens to be, people have invested time, energy, and most importantly, the gospel in your lives so that then you're stepping into positions of responsibility. So the fact you're here is good, not because you know you came to my talk, but because it actually shows me you're taking seriously training and equipping the next generation coming through. Because realistically, for many of these, in 3, 4, 5 years time, hopefully they're sitting in a room here listening to someone else who's probably not me talking about how to lean the junior SU, because they're passionate about equipping the next generation. So let's start with a question. What do you remember most from junior SU? Hands up if you've been involved in junior SU at some point. Okay, gives you so majority. Okay, what do you remember most from junior SU? Do you remember anything good or bad? Now give me some suggestions.
Lots of games.
Okay, what type of games? Do you ever play Mafia?
No.
No, okay. That's normally quite a common one. Yeah. We tend to get obsessed in junior SU with entertaining, don't we? And playing some games. Okay, good. Good point. Anything else?
Trips.
What sort of trips did you go on?
We went to
Bangor
swimming pool and stuff like that.
Okay. So, I remember we didn't do it in junior SU, but I always remember Lisburn Swimmers was like the king of all swimmers, and you wanted to go there. We went to a Friday night group there. Young people tend to love that. So trips, good. Tend to weekends. Anything else?
Small groups,
okay. Who would have led the small groups?
Senior pupils
came down, okay, very good. I really think that would be a great idea for our school, actually, and something I'm trying to put in place, but it takes time, but yes. I wonder if it's even some of these things. Do you remember the teaching? I think quite often that is something we come away with, or come away without, you know, learning from, so that's maybe one thing to think about. Games happens to be there. We tend to remember games more than we remember teaching. Relationships, maybe the relationship, if, for example, if you think about a small group, you may remember the relationship you have with a senior pupil. One of the things we have been doing in Bamberge Academy SU is we have been, we wanted to get serious about our junior SU, so we made a committee member responsible for junior SU called the Junior SU Link Member Committee. So they, although we're teacher-led in junior SU, they would bring a team of pupils down to help and sit amongst, and that's been really good in building relationships between the senior pupils and the junior pupils, because sometimes teachers just aren't cool. I like to think I'm cool and I'm still down with it, but I know I'm not. I've reached the age of 28 and I'm just not quite as cool as I used to be. My wife says I never was cool in the first place. Social events, the trips out, or maybe you just remember very little, you know, and that's a scary thought that, you know, for example, if a pupil goes from year 8 to year 10, year first year to third year, whatever you call it in your school, or whatever age junior SU goes up to, they could potentially go through 3 years and have very little impact. So I think what we want to think today is not necessarily how to run a junior SU, but how to run a junior SU effectively so that we can make the most impact for Christ when we're thinking about training and equipping the next generation. So what should a junior SU not look like? This is where I'm going to hand over to you for a bit of a task. I'm going to give you, it says 10 minutes on that. I might give you just 5 minutes will be enough. And here's the scenario. You've been asked to put together a program for your Tuesday lunchtime junior SU. So we're going for a junior program, lunchtime program. You have 30 pupils from year 8 to year 10, first year to third year, whatever you call it. Some are churched, some are unchurched. So some go to church every week with their family. Some have never been to church. Probably some of those ones have been to church, go to church reluctantly. They go because they had to go and their parents are making them go. So maybe they think, oh, I have to go to SU as well. Some have come to personal faith in Jesus. Some are curious, while others have come to avoid detention with their history teacher. So they've all their range of reasons to be there. So put together a basic program thinking about the above factors. So what I'm going to do, if you're happy enough, can I go three to the four groups? Is that sort of okay? What I want you to think about is, in order to maximise that SU, what sort of things would you do with them? With a group of 30, first to third, some who'll be interested, some who won't, some who are Christians, some who are not Christians, and try to put together something very quickly in terms of a quick programme. Okay? I'm going to make it a bit more complicated as well, in that I'm going to ask two groups to pick and make a program that would be absolutely awful, that wouldn't work. Okay? Does anyone particularly want? that job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You want it? To make an absolutely awful SU.
Yeah.
You want to do as well? Okay. You're going to try and make a good SU. You're going to try and make an absolutely awful SU. And I'm going to ask you then, I'll give you 5 minutes then to do that as opposed to the 10 that it says on screen. Any questions? Okay, go. I don't mind if you a spider diagram or just write a few things down, but just give you A3 sheet so you can sketch some ideas. If you want to do an after school, won't work away. No mind after school. Yeah, we'll go on for another time, but if you want, do you want to be an after school one? Go, if you want to change that bit, I don't mind, but stick with it and keep the other things for a group of 30 what we should do and whatever. But if you want to change the after school, that's fine.
I'm prepared, like,
no set program.
Yeah. Sometimes easier to pick up what would be awful, yeah? You probably did a good choice. Yeah, I don't have that. I want to say a few things and analyze it together. I have nothing
useful. Not being your own teacher talks.
Burn. Bet you've got the worst one ever happened.
Yeah, we're going to go to Misfit in the middle of the group. They're all going to send the kids to home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sure I don't.
I assume
they're all the same session.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you've got about just over 2 minutes.
If they mention Fortnite, that's a bad one from the start. They'll just all go crazy.
In my school, I can give people lines, so if they talk, I'll get
them.
I've got part of giving them 2A 25 times. You still want.
Okay, 1 minute.
We don't. I don't see.
Dirty pupils. So if the room's too small, it doesn't fit everyone.
Only 15 seats.
Are people up the stand? Speaker short lead.
Okay, 20 seconds now. So you want to start bringing your thoughts together?
Turn them away. See the ones start scanning their detention from the screen. Turn them away and go into their detention.
Skyvers.
Your Aurora vibe, I see.
That's my Aurora vibe. Criticize them.
Right. We're on a three group. So I want to think about the good issue first of all, and then we'll compare it with the bad issue. So good issue. Girls, you were good, weren't you? So what sort of things were you thinking about in terms of your good issue? What sort of things might you incorporate?
So, mine's at lunchtime, so we're used to having minimal time.
Okay.
So we have to allocate them times to eat, because obviously it's lunchtime, so they need to. And then at the end, they all get really panicky if they don't have their stuff for the next class. So we have to give them time to go early for the next class.
Okay.
So at the end, we try to finish with a game.
Yeah.
So then people can drift out whenever they need to, and then they don't feel like they're missing something exciting. And then we would have music in the background whenever they're eating.
Okay.
Very good.
Also, like a small brief talk, looking at like a passage or a verse or something.
Yeah.
Having then a discussion afterwards.
Okay.
So make it more interactive.
Okay.
So that they can take something from it more than just having to listen.
Yeah.
Constantly and prepare.
Okay, good. Yeah, I really like your thought about the bell. That's a classic one in our SU school. Once if we have two bells, the end of lunch bell and then the start of class bell, I don't know how different those are, different ways. But once that first bell goes, well, you can find senior SU, people lose concentration because they're really thinking about where they should be next. So finishing on time also is a good witness for the staff or staff, even for teachers in the school, that the SU ones aren't always known as the ones who are always at the class. But also that factor then of at that first bell, people start to lose focus. So if you haven't made your main point for that issue or whatever, and then they just sort of go out and it sort of ends abruptly. So yes, great point, I really like that. Good issue. What, anything else to add from you guys?
Like having food and stuff's always good.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, how many churches do you go to? You have shortbread and biscuits and all that there, tray bakes, it's the way to a Christian's heart. Yeah.
And then you're like starting to games and make them like feel welcome.
Yeah.
The juniors especially.
Yeah.
And like
don't
scare them off something light.
Yeah.
Start. And then
like,
you go into a quiz maybe.
Yeah. Especially if they're giving up their lunch time. You do need to entertain them in some way. Now we'll talk about this. It doesn't need to be the focus, because obviously you want the gospel to be the focus. Or the lesson that we're trying to teach them. But it can't be like the rest of the school day. It can't be just become another period of the day. So how can you manage that and do it effectively then? So no, really good thoughts, excellent. So bad issue, I have a feeling I want to end on these ones for this routine, these classic ones. So any thoughts for a bad issue then? Okay, classic history teacher sitting at the front, blah 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 blah. Yeah, you know, it becomes an RP in the day, good.
Using like passages and stuff that's out of their depth. If they're not going to understand.
Okay, yes, preaching them too hard, yeah.
Yeah, I'm preaching at them as if they're all Christians.
Yeah, and I said that's why I put that there, because I want us to even think about that idea. We need to make sure our message are catered for everyone who is there, you know, for the Christian who needs to progress in their faith, for someone who needs to make that first step on their journey. Have you one more thing you can share? Okay. Yeah, that judgmental attitude and so forth. Yeah, he's the bad kid, but don't want him in our issue or whatever, yeah. I actually, one of my jobs in school is as a year head. And as you probably know from your year head or head of year, however it might be called, one of the main jobs is disciplining. So I have a young boy who I constantly have to discipline, who ends up sitting with me in SU most weeks. I think it might be a good witness, you know, but here's the gospel. He might turn into that rogue that comes to know Jesus. That's my prayer. But yeah, you know, you try and bring him and encourage him or whatever. So that's why I added that point in. Okay, boys, what do you think?
So they were saying for people who aren't participating.
Okay.
Stand
up, make an issue of them. Yeah.
Criticize them. Send those people who are avoiding detention to the detention.
Okay.
Speakers showing up late, not having enough chairs for people to sit on.
Okay.
Having assigned seating.
Yeah.
Not meeting the audience with talks.
Uh-huh.
You assuming that everyone's in the same stage of their faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowing them to eat their food. No games or just games of all time.
Yeah. balance there needs to be, definitely.
And no specific programme, so.
Yeah, and you haven't thought through that. One of the key things I will want to bring through. I'll probably like the one you said about enough seats. Think about the centre of your SU is, you know, how important that is. If you're sitting in a room that's freezing, you know, people are going to be thinking about how cold it is in the SU. And maybe think that's judgment upon them or something like that, I don't know. But think of a setting which is comfortable, which is the right size. Imagine if you're in a really big room and you have like 10 people in it, and then like it's echoing and it just doesn't seem welcoming. Or if you have a really small room like this is, and then have like 50 in it. Again, you know, think about those. They're so important in terms of creating the right atmosphere within your SU. So I just was thinking about that. Good SU, bad SU. At the very start of this. So what I may thought was some things you would have considered. Do you have music? Do you not have music? The one thing I would say, if you do have music, make sure it's done well, because there's nothing worse than bad music and praise to put someone off, you know, having to sing or whatever. Do it well, because it's amazing whenever you can praise and you can worship God. But if that is something maybe that is a work in progress, work on it until it's ready. Don't try and rush that into a junior SU or an SU setting just because you feel you have to sing. Because if it's not done well, that can be a stumbling block for some people. Games, yeah, we've talked about games and we've already highlighted the point. We can't have too much, but we do need to entertain them in some way, because they are giving up their lunchtime or they are staying after school for an hour to come to SU. The Bible. You know, we mostly said there that the message has to be there. The speaker who's going to talk about the Bible has to be there on time, because think about it, it's God's word. And I mean, I don't need to tell you guys here how important it is. You know that. That's why you're on this weekend. But if it can transform and change our lives and impact our lives, how much, you know, can it also change and impact their lives? So thinking about the role that the Bible can play in it too. Some SU groups maybe go for crafts. I know that was the best illustration you can get for a craft. Now that would maybe be a very, very cheesy craft that you could do. But you know, maybe for artistic pupils and whatever, or maybe you stood into boys and girls and whatever and do something relevant there. Or the classic quiz as well. Quizzes, I think, are a very powerful tool, but a bit like praise and worship, have to be done well. You know, you get that classic scenario where someone stands up to do the quiz and the first question is, what is the name of the leader who has black hair? Or something like that there. Quizzes should be there to teach truth as well. You can have those maybe warm-up questions, but you want to test things about truth. You know, how can you come to know Jesus? What were the three key points that the speaker was trying to bring through? Trying to bring the truth of the message into the quiz. And that's a very difficult skill. And again, I would always exercise caution. If it's not going to be done well, don't do it at all. Less is more sometimes. And think about that. My message about a junior SU and how to run it is, it's not what you do quite often is the important bit. It's why you do it. So why do you run a junior SU? Because you want to train and equip the next generation. You want to share Jesus with the younger pupils in the school. So when you start with that vision, that should impact everything. So when you then ask the question, why have we put in this quiz? Well, it's because we want to reinforce the lesson. Why are we doing the praise? Because we want to bring honor and glory to Jesus. We want to teach some truths to the song as well. We're doing the craft because we want the pupils to take something home that their parents can see and maybe impact parents at home. So it's not what you do, but it's why you do it. So maybe you came here today thinking that I was going to say this is how you should run a junior SU. If you take anything away from this talk, take away this point. It's crucial why you do something. So think about all those good practices you can have in SU. Are you having the quiz just because you want to fill in another 5 minutes? Would it be good to stop 5 minutes early so they're not worrying about the bell, but instead are maybe talking with the sixth years who have come down to maybe invest time in the young people and maybe have some conversations over that? It's not what you do, it's why you do it. And if you're going back to your schools and you're going to plan a program for your junior SU, think that through. Why are you doing it? And I think that hopefully will help you run a much more effective junior SU. I don't know why I put that in again. Some verses to think about here, from Ephesians chapter 1, 11 and 12, and maybe you can go away and think about these, but there's three important principles from this that I think can actually really challenge how junior SU's run, and challenge how you do things. And let me read these verses. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. Now, Paul is writing here to the church in Ephesus, but there's three principles he brings out in this, that God has a plan, okay? You know this. God has a plan and purpose for your life. And I've just accidentally given away my second one. Plan and purpose. You know, you were planned, you were predestined for the creation of this world. And I know that's a big topic, and I'm not going down that road today. But God has a purpose for each and every one of your lives, and for you to know that. But the purpose then is to bring praise to God. And while that is crucial for us to know individually as leaders, as Christians, as followers of Christ, but think about our junior SU programs. Our junior SU programs should have plan, long-term plans, not just for one particular SU, but try and plan things over a period. What are we going to do between now and half-term, between half-term and Christmas? Are we going to have a Christmas party? Are we going to have a Christmas theme? Are we going to then think of something when we get to Easter? A long-term plan. Having a purpose, that's really asking, why are we doing these things? But ultimately, through this all, are we bringing praise and glory to our God in heaven? And I think if you stick to those three principles, if you ask why things are happening and think about those three principles, you again will bring through an extremely effective SU, junior SU program. So we've thought about what a junior SU group should look like. I want us to think about the junior SU leader. What does a junior SU leader look like? Because I'm sure if you think about your senior pupils or those in your committee, there were probably people who would be better skilled to go and get involved in the junior SU than others, because people are gifted in different ways. I think in our SU, we have a young guy who's in charge of ICT, who is absolutely brilliant at all that, getting the graphics sorted. But he would admit, he's absolutely rubbish at building up relationships with the junior pupils. He says, I don't know what I would say to them. But he's skilled in IT, and he can bring glory to God through that role. So I'm going to give you a bit of time again. I was going to say about 10 minutes, but I'm going to give you just slightly less than 5 to think about. So if you want to turn your sheets over and in your same groups, what sort of characteristics would you want in junior SU leaders? So if you were maybe taking a few people down from senior school to the junior SU to maybe help out, what sort of characteristics would you want them to have? And we'll give just short of 5 minutes then. It's happening off the light. Do you want the lights on? Or?
Yeah.
Is that a yep to the lights or yep to the conversation? Yep to the light. Conversation, do you want lights on or are we happy enough? Have it off? Okay. Do you want to create the ideal environment where you can learn, you know, just like a junior issue?
Yeah.
Find the principles, see what it is there.
Having like connections with each other somehow, so I did the guys I've got the younger brothers on them.
Yeah.
Somehow are like connected to these kids by being Captain of Hellas.
Yeah.
So links with them. Yeah. Yeah, sort of things.
like building up the comms.
Yeah,
the
comms. Not treating them like this.
Yeah. But still not being edgy.
Treat them equally, but also being edgy.
This is our
like 90 more seconds.
Because I know when you're being fake, like, and you're just like, oh, yeah, that's great, I love Fortnite.
I think you should write that one, because, I mean, you think you're a few years younger, you can tell people who are interested in you, very easy to identify those that are just deserve to think it's the right thing to do, or don't put all the energy in.
Maybe it will depend as well, but it's definitely uncomfortable.
Okay, you want to wrap up your ideas then? Okay, so we'll work. Come here, we'll bet what was. So, some of you guys, and then work back the way this time. So, what sort of characteristics? If you want to say it, let's go for three, unless you get to the last, we'll get to the last group, and then it turns out that all your things have been right and said. But, three, what do you think? Characteristics?
I have like common ground with them.
Okay.
Be passionate about it and be available to talk about topics that they don't want to talk about to a teacher.
Okay, yeah, I think that's where you have a great opportunity over, for example, me as a teacher. You know, you can maybe have a much more relevant conversation, even think of, you know, as I was saying about, you know, you guys are much more cool than what I would be as a teacher. And while I like to think I'm cool at times, I know that for me talking to, you know, the year 8 or the year 9, you know, about Jesus can sometimes seem a bit naff. So there is a place where I think a teacher has a role, but there is also a place where, you know, you can have such, you know, much more impact then. So yeah, like those, good. Girls, you want to give me three then?
We have humble, faithful / Christ-like,
good.
Caring.
Okay, yeah, good. I think, yeah, it's a bit like, I suppose, that, you know, that Sunday school role now. We don't want it to be like Sunday school, but, you know, you want people who are sort of caring, that then people will appreciate them spending time with them, and, you know, the right attitude. It's not as if they ask a question, well, nah, don't answer your question, no, go away. You know, I need back in class now or whatever. You know, you need to be caring, you need to be passionate then. I don't know, what group went first to begin? I know. If I go, you guys finish these, okay, I'll do. Three.
Someone who's friendly and welcoming.
Yeah.
Someone that can relate to the younger people, so like understand
yeah.
the situation, and some
cool.
like adventures, and brings up new ideas and stuff.
Okay, good. Yeah, I like that, ideas. That sometimes can be very difficult in the midst of the busyness. So, girls?
We say, first of all, it has to be Christian.
Okay.
Which
yeah.
is very important. Have like a variety, I guess, in the committee or group that
yeah.
you have there.
Yeah.
Being able to do everything, really.
Mm-hmm.
And to just be like punctual.
Yeah.
Like, turning up on time and being there, enthusiastic and keen.
Great, yeah. So yeah, great ideas. None of them I could argue with. None of them I think by far are wrong. What I thought I would do is put together what I thought were a good list as well. But I thought, let's start with you guys, because this is where I think there is great ideas within the room. So what I'm going to do is try and create the perfect junior SU leader, and you're going to see what I mean by that in a second. First of all, character, Christ-like, follower of Christ, genuine, all of the above. Character is so important. And I think last night, whenever the speaker was going through the first bit of Philippians, he highlighted that how important character was in this small bit of, you know, eternity in this life, which is so when you think of the rope. So character, I think someone who's willing to build up relationships, and I think the only reason you can, or the only way you can build up relationship with young people in that sort of role is by being relevant, is by understanding their needs, understanding what things they're interested in. And with the best will in the world, a teacher can grasp some of those, but you mean you are just out of that year, you know, that first, third year, that junior school element, and you're just through that, so you can make yourself much more relevant, certainly to them. Enthusiasm. You know, if you're not enthusiastic as a leader about Junior SU, why are kids going to come along? Why are the younger people going to come along if it's not an exciting place to be? Your approach. You know, if the pupil who maybe is finds himself more often in detention or not doesn't feel welcome, you know, maybe there's a certain way to handle them. You maybe have to just have a laugh and a joke with them to get them on side. And then by building up that positive relationship in the first place, and you go from that. And someone who cares about the young people, someone who's passionate, will understand what approach to take, and with a bit of experience. Time. On time. Finishing on, you know, being there on time, ending on time, but also investing time. So spending time with them, maybe saying, look, do you want to meet up, you know, for a coffee after school, or whatever is the cool thing to do in your area, whatever it happens to be. You know, maybe get a couple of them and a couple of the seniors. You know, I remember the times when older Christians invested time in me, and I have benefited from that so much. So think about the impact you can have even in that sort of casual out of SU role. And evangelical, the gospel, trying to win souls for Christ. Someone who's passionate about that, I think, makes or creates the junior SU leaders. So you can see, hopefully you saw what I was doing there. And if you didn't, then they're gathered now. So that's there, just a number of them. Now, we could go on, you have more there, but I just tried to think of six things that I thought. So, you know, if you get the opportunity in your SU to encourage other people in your other peers, other people in your age group to actually come along, these are the sorts of things I'd be saying, look out for this. These are the sorts of people you want leading in junior SU, whether it's a small group leader, I think you were saying about your small groups in junior SU, someone like that there. They are the sorts of people you want investing in the younger generation so that you can train and equip them. So final bit then is, what does a junior SU group look like? This is what Scripture Union are suggesting as an organisation, what sort of things you need to incorporate. And I'm just going to fly through this quickly. Community, the Bible, discipleship, so bringing young people along, growing in their faith, supporting them so that they learn, mission, so there's an element of outreach to it, thinking probably how our Christians can encourage the non-Christians, whether that's through assemblies, whether that's through what you do every week. And prayer, prayer's quite important apparently, so let's have it in our junior SU as well. Keeping it relevant to the young people, let's tackle the issues that matter to them, maybe big questions. You know, it's such a classic thing, and it's maybe being done to death now, but that idea of giving young people the opportunity to write questions on post-it notes, put it in a box, and then dealing with the questions, like that just make, I think that's such a powerful tool for them actually being able to challenge this Christian faith, but actually see answers, apologetics, that sort of idea, and an issue that's engaging. Now, where you've got to think is which ones of these, if you have a junior SU that's working quite well at the minute, why is it going well? Is it because prayer's at the heart of it? Is it because you're discipling the young people well? All of these should be present. What I wouldn't say is they have to be present in the same amount. Okay, so I'm not saying you need to, that, you know, open in prayer, have the first activity, pray again, or whatever, you know, because there is, it can become then, it ruins the flow. You know, are you then even praying for your junior SU before you go to it? Things like that there that you can be doing. And how you employ all of these might be very different in your school setting compared to someone else sitting across the room. But think about these principles, how you could apply them and how you could apply them well in your junior SU.
They also have some different types of models of how you might want to model your SU group. The Bible Club, the classic, you know, you come along, right, and we're going to start with a game, okay, you got that right, fire the sweet across at them, or you come round with the sweets, take your giant straw and eat it or whatever, have the quiz again, have sweets, have the story in the middle where someone maybe comes in dressed as Zacchaeus or whatever. You can go for the classic Bible Club type setting. Maybe the worship and Bible teaching meeting, something a bit more formal. I would say probably less so for most SU groups, but maybe that is what would work well in your setting, where they would be sitting in maybe in the rows in a lecture theatre, and you have maybe a good band that you can get together, and then you have Bible teaching, and then maybe you arrange a social event once a month where that's more the social outreach aspect of it. But that's another model you could go for. You just maybe have a Bible study group. So maybe if you have a group of year 10s, you know, say you've got 8 year 10s, and maybe just actually sitting down at lunchtime, having cake with them, and then studying the Bible for 10, 15 minutes might be something that would work. Or some sort of drop-in centre where you just make yourself available, have some sort of hub in your school, like a classroom as a teacher, and you then say, look, we're going to have a drop-in, so they can come in and ask questions. I know, for example, in Drumore Centre, they have a drop-in centre, isn't there, Youth for Christ, I think?
Yeah, we've got.
You know, so in that, obviously that's in a town setting, but you could do something like that there, in a school setting. Another one's an impact group, where what you're really trying to do is bring them along and just maximise impact. So it could be Bible teaching, at the very heart of it. There's different ideas there. Maybe mixing them in some way, you get your best junior SU group. But I'm just trying to inspire you in some way. Now, I'm going to finish here, and just sort of, obviously, I've left all those thoughts with you. But think about the vision. We're trying to train the next generation. We're trying to equip them so that they will not depart from God's word. So whatever you do in your junior SU, think about why you're doing it. Because if you're not doing it for the right reasons, it will not be effective. So hopefully that's something you'll take away. But be encouraged that what you're doing and the reason you're here in this talk and the reason you're here in this weekend is about equipping this next generation. And I'm so excited as a teacher to see young people like you all coming on weekends like this, seeking to be more effective for God, wanting to reach out more in your school communities. And can I encourage you to keep doing it? Keep growing, keep pursuing Christ, keep asking questions, get support from other people. Because you're going to be, whenever I get old and I can't lead anymore, you're the next generation coming through, and it's important that you're equipping and leading that next generation. So thank you for listening, thank you for taking time to come. And are there any questions you want to maybe ask about your junior SU setting, and maybe that while I'm here and whatever expertise I can offer, I will try and answer as best I can, but I'm certainly not going to keep talking.
How do you balance between games and talks?
Okay. I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all formula. What I would be thinking about is maybe not necessarily, you know, for every 5 minutes of talk, we have 5 minutes of games or something like that. What I would be thinking about how best you use your time. So if, for example, you finish with a quiz that they all go mad and they all start screaming and shouting, then that they go away to class thinking about screaming and shouting and all that there. So you could potentially have a quiz earlier on, or a game earlier on, and finish with the story and then leave on the, so they're leaving for class thinking about that, or thinking about the message from the story. That might necessarily always work, but that's maybe a pencil to think about. But think about, I suppose, as well, what is the message and what is the game you're doing? Like, can you do a game that's relevant to the message? So, like, if, for example, if the message was about community, could you do something where they all have to get together and play a game together, you know, to try and tie it in, so then the message and the game all fit in? Now, that's not always possible, I know that. But I'm just thinking of ways to think about it. I don't really know if that answers your question. It's not easy to get the balance, But if you're certainly having an issue that's 20 minutes long and 90 minutes are games and 1 minute's an epilogue, like we talked at the end, you're not quite getting things in perspective. But I would say, I mean, you would know your young people, hopefully, as you would get to go along, and it may be a case of probably a 5-10 minute message would be enough for a long time. So I wouldn't worry so much if then you had 10-15 minutes of games above that. But if you're taking time out where they settle, they listen, then use that time well. So make sure you have good speakers to help make that more effective. Help?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anything else? Enough? Okay. Well, thank you. I'll obviously be about the rest of the day, so if you do think of something over the course of the day, feel free to ask me.
I'll sign up for
you. Go on. We'll put it on the wall. So, yeah, thank you. You're a great group. You made my life very easy.
Well, that's it. I'll do it awkward, yeah. Some stand up, some sit down. Yeah. Oh, there's me thinking I was getting this elevation too. I didn't think that was going to happen. Yeah, what is it, dinner next? So.
I'm going, John. Don't think I'm not getting my food.
Are you leaving your? Are you bringing your stuff with you?
I'm gonna leave it.
Where
sorry.
Are we at?
Thank you.
No worries.
Fine.
Thank
you.
See ya.
I just run off the last sheet. Yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries.